Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Yes, because my father has said we're supposed to learn something new every day. Today, no different. Like, that was the latest from Kiana Ledé and Ella Mai to join us called Jealous. With me, your girl, Poet, inside your midday on WPGC 95.5. We followed the story of Jackie O, and she's only one of many where there have been some complications with surgeries. And now what she's gone through has elevated a recent documentary highlighting less than stellar practices that are happening at some plastic surgery centers with a hyper-focus on Miami. And here to make sure that if you or someone in your tribe is contemplating a mommy makeover or any kind of cosmetic surgery, you know the words we live by here. When we know better, we do better and hopefully move better. So with that, we welcome to the village Dr. Abraham Pathak, a board-certified plastic surgeon at Palisade Plastic Surgery.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, Dr. Pathak, I believe that the decision to get plastic surgery is up to you, but it should really be about what you want. But there seem to be a lot of other things influencing people's decisions.
It's a personal decision, right, to go get plastic surgery. And a lot of people do a lot of research ahead of time, but you got to be informed what to look for. And I tell people, you got to approach surgery with the number one thing being safety. How do we go about that? We have board certification process. It's a rigorous process. It's longer than many other specialties. And that is a good indicator that they've gone through the ethical work through. They have a certain amount of volume and just certain things that we want to be a bare minimum when we approach someone going to have control over our body, and then look at to what their specialty is. Plastic surgery is a very broad topic. You know, we have people who do a lot of volume of breast surgery, but they don't do much face. So you probably want to go to someone who does a lot of, you know, that particular procedure that you're looking to have. And a flashy offer does not usually mean that they have, you know, the skill set, the experience, or the volume. So another factor is, and very important, you know, you gotta approach elective surgery with safety in mind. So where are they operating? Here in, you know, New York, New Jersey area, we have accredited surgery centers, but they got to be accredited. You can't just go to an office that has a OR, as it were, and they do procedures. And if nobody's really looking out to the anesthesia, how it's provided, the equipment, how it's prepared, and the overall safety nature of proper nursing, you know, because surgery is not a one-day thing. We do the magic in the operating room, but then there's the whole recovery process, and you need the proper setup for that. So you got to make sure they have an office staff that is there with you. The surgeon has to be reachable. A surgeon that you trust is also very important.
You know, it's funny that you say that. There's this documentary that's trending because it's talking about the experiences of some patients with plastic surgery in Miami. I watched it given what's being alleged happened to Jackie O. And in it, they shed light on situations that patients went through at Seduction Cosmetic Surgery and Mia Aesthetics. In one case, the woman was like, the first time she met the doctor that was going to do her surgery was the day of her surgery while she was getting her vital.
I'm a big believer in, once I've operated on you, you get my cell phone and I keep in contact with you, giving you updates, you give you questions, I'm going to get you comfortable, and we're going to be a team here. So if you don't get a good feeling from them right out, it's probably not the best relationship to begin talking about having a surgery, you know, because it's not a one-day thing. You know, there's a whole recovery process. I think if you have that in mind, to have a much better experience.
So it definitely takes a whole team for a good surgical experience. What's the role of the patient when this plan is being made? I'm sure that's just as important as what kind of time your doctor's on.
100%. I mean, the proper initial consultation is we got to know about your medical history, your surgical history. We got to know, because we got to know for the overall safety perspective. You know, we got to know what scar tissue, what adverse reactions you may have had from any kind of medication. prevention. And very importantly, when we talk about elective cosmetic surgery, what are your goals? I like to make it very clear ahead of time that we're on the same page. Because if you're not looking at the same, you know, part of the body and having different ideas of how you want to improve it upon, then one of you is going to be unhappy, you know? Ideally, we want the patient to be always happy. So we want to make sure that what they're seeing and what they want improved upon, we can actually provide in a predictable manner.
And what happens when you and a patient don't see eye to eye?
I mean, honestly, I've had a lot of patients where I've been very honest. I don't see it, or I can't provide that kind of result. And I think that honesty shines through in the patient-doctor relationship. And that's the better thing than to have an operation, have them be unhappy. There is no embarrassment when you go to a doctor's office, right? Let it all out.
Now, I know the rate would never be perfect. But is there a way to have the odds be forever in your favor so you don't get like a janky surgery, or for lack of a better term, like a botched job?
Well, I actually do a lot of revision work. And I mean, I both love and hate the term botched, right? Botched entails such a negative connotation. However, complications do happen. And a lot of times it's completely reliant on the bad technique. So I think you got to go to someone who knows what they're doing, which is, I know, kind of a broad statement there. But you got to go to someone who has experience, has a specialty focus. And at the end of the day, if your goals were aligned from the start, they should be able to offer a predictable technique to get you to that kind of result. Surgery is surgery. Not everything is predictable in surgery. So the idea is, if there's any deviation from normal healing, you got to have a plan for that too. Botched only becomes botched, in my sense, is when the surgeon failed from the technique and the recovery process went off the rails, as it were, and then you end up with a really bad result.
Ooh, that's a whole word, but I told you, Village, we was going to learn today. Coming up, more with Dr. Pathic, like the lifestyle changes that should also come with surgery, because folks be thinking it's a magical fix, and it ain't. Plus, we're going to dive into the kind of plastic surgery men are having. And I got tickets for you to hang out with some friends and me at the 31st Annual Giant Barbecue Battle. Yeah, the best is still yet to come when Midday Shenanigans continues with your girl Poet right here on PGC. WPGC 95.5, your girl Poet inside your midday. Still hanging out with board certified plastic surgeon Dr. Pathic. And for those who are just tuning in, there's been a lot of talk of plastic surgery and deaths and everything in between since the Village lost Jackie O to what we believe was a botched mommy makeover. So y'all know me, when you don't know, you pull in an expert. And one thing I'm noticing is that there are a lot of folks that think surgery is like a magical fix of all things. I feel like when we talk plastic surgery, we should also be talking about making sure how you feel about yourself on the inside matches that outside, if that makes sense.
Well, let's talk about body contouring, right? When you have a body contouring procedure, you're looking to have a new body shape. I gotta tell you, whenever we do a mommy makeover or HD lipo or anything of that sort, you feel more body positive, and your result will only improve if you continue to have a healthy lifestyle, you work on your fitness. I mean, what we're doing is the superficial framework. You know, we're reshaping from the outside, but if you get a nice, healthy lifestyle, your skin will improve, your muscle tone will get better. So I tell everybody, use that new transformative body, that feeling you get, to just open up a whole new avenue of healthiness. And skincare is the number one thing you can do for yourself. I don't care what, it'll only help us in the future ever need any work done.
And how many men are coming in for procedures? I'm just saying.
It's growing every year. I would say, we'll break it down by percentage-wise. It used to be about 10%. I think we're up to like 15% of my patients now are men. Yeah, and it'll keep growing, I think.
All right. And what are they getting snipped and tucked the most?
It's going to be upper eyelid surgery, blepharoplasty, gynecomastia, which is chest surgery when you have a little more gland tissue over your chest, and liposuction. Those are the top three, and they've been the top three for a while for men. We're just seeing more volume. Men are doing it more often now.
They're giving me to wrap it up like Dave Chappelle, because you actually have clients that need your gifted hands in mind. I wanted to ask one question that always, I see board certified, but then cosmetic procedure certified. I know there's a difference, I just don't know what it is. But I'm thinking you may be able to break it down for the kids.
I would love that. So board certified, when we use it, means board certified by the American Board of Medicine. And they certify specialties in medicine. One of them is plastic surgery. That means they had a rigorous training. They had surgical training in plastic surgery. Now, the term cosmetic board or cosmetic medicine is a marketing term that's kind of fed over. You don't really have a true account as to what entailed for them to be board certified in cosmetic medicine, because there's no actual board for that. You can even do a weekend course and be a cosmetic medicine specialist. So when you're looking for a plastic surgeon who's going to do any kind of cosmetic work on you, you want to find one that's board certified by the American Board of Plastic Surgery. that is a key indicator that they went through the whole process of being vetted, did their training in surgery, and they can handle any sort of complications. That's my recommendation. And there's actually on their website, there should always be a little seal that says ABPS, Board Certified by the American Board of Plastic Surgery. That's kind of a quick little indicator there.
Appreciate you bringing your words of wisdom to the village today, Dr. Pathak. Outside of what happened with Jackie O, another reason that I wanted to have this conversation was because of some recent articles, most recently one in the New York Post where somebody had surgery and it left them leaky. I know in the documentary that I referenced earlier, there was a surgeon that admitted to doing multiple BBL surgeries in a day. On that same day, he lost a patient on the operating table. He was brought up on charges, found to have been exhausted by physical standards by the time he started. The patient that he lost surgery, in result, was banned from doing that procedure in the state of Florida. For anyone that already has a surgery scheduled, and for those who may be planning one in the future, is there a question that can be asked to make sure that the person that's about to do my procedure is properly rested?
We have a term here, you know, you don't want to be a chop shop. You don't want to be doing, you know, in and out multiple procedures. Granted, some procedures are short. So if you hear a surgeon that's done like 8 cases, well, if they're all small 20-minute cases, that's a very different thing than doing a 2-hour or 1-hour long case over and over and over. There is a fatigue factor. There's a safety component too. And in reality, most surgery centers won't allow you to do too many cases in one day. That goes back to the whole conversation of where do you operate? Because if you're in an accredited center, there's kind of a limitation as to how many you can do in a day.
And that's what we're learning new today. I can't thank you enough, Doctor, for pulling up on us. So for those I know who probably have more questions or looking to set appointments, you never know. Where can people find you and follow up?
Sure. It's at Palisade Plastic Surgery on Instagram and also at Dr. Abraham Pathak. I got my own there too. We're right on Palisade Avenue, 1567 Palisade Avenue, Fort Lee, New Jersey. I'm fellowship trained in cosmetic surgery, so that, and aesthetic surgery, as we say. So I'm a specialist face and body. I do a lot of body contouring, so mommy makeovers, breast augmentation, breast revision too. You'd be surprised how often we do revision work out here. And then I also do facelifts and rhinoplasty. So we got you covered here. Follow us for any, you know, results and updates. We also give kind of OR videos, different techniques. So happy to meet you all.
Happy to meet you too, Village. For links to that New York Post article, as well as the documentary that spotlighted the shenanigans happening at some plastic surgery centers, I got it posted everywhere that you are at Just Curious Po. Because, you know, when we know better, we do better, and we hopefully move better. It's WPGC 95.5. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.